Thanks again for joining me here, and especially subscribing. If you're getting this bookstore blog once a week, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your interest. Thank you so much. I thank the Lord so much that you are actually interested in learning His words. And by going through this comparison of other translations, this is how I became fully persuaded in my own mind that the 1769 King James Bible is God's perfect words. So as we continue to go through, So Many Versions is the title of the new book not found in your so-called Christian bookstore. Ask your pastor why it's not there. And this is part three for July's blog, 2024. We will be going through this book, which brings to light so many versions of the Bible. How do these versions stack up to God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible, which they never mention in this book, the Blaney text? It's always the 1611 translation. Here's what the authors Saki Kubo and Walter Speck say in chapter 1 titled Early Modern Speech Versions. Page 26. In the 16th century, William Tyndale risked his life to translate the scriptures and died as a martyr in 1538. And I mentioned this before in a couple other blogs, but he died by the hands of Roman Catholics. Okay, that's what they fail to mention here. And when we are comparing these new translations, they're that of the Roman Catholic text, the Sinaiticus Vaticanus, in case you did not know. Okay, Tyndale died a martyr because what was it that inspired him to undertake such a dangerous and daring work? Tyndale said, "Which thing only moved me to translate the New Testament, because I had perceived by experience how that it is impossible to establish the lay people in any truth, except the scripture were plainly laid before their eyes in their mother tongue, that they might see the processing of the text." He wanted everybody to have the text. But the Bible was under the rule of Roman Catholicism back then, okay? And for anybody to get any kind of scripture or any understanding of the scripture, you had to go to the Pope and or the priest. And that's why Tyndale got martyred, because he wanted everyone to have a copy so you didn't have to go to the Pope or the priest. Or how about this, your pastor or, you know, that person that's at the front of the stage in your so-called local church, right? You could actually study it for yourself. But then later on, page 26, they fall for the devil's lie. Unfortunately, the very version prefaced by these noble words, the King James Version 1611, is no longer speaking their language of the common man. And you know what? They're right. To the average man of today, the language of the King James Version seems strange and foreign. There is therefore danger that the Bible may seem to modern man to be something out of date and irrelevant. That's why it was updated the five times, and we have the 1769. And I told you this. Many people who claim to be King James Bible believers don't even know they're using a 1769. Now take note that this book, So Many Versions, puts scholarship first, which means they don't believe God's words on the page. They don't believe the words on the page. If they change one word, they're willing to change it all, okay? Just like the NIV, the New International Version, it's a dynamic equivalent. It's basically people's thoughts written down on the page. It matches no Greek text. It matches no Hebrew text. And to that point, no Bible matches any Greek and or Hebrew text. So put that one in your thick skull, okay? They refer to the originals, and there are no originals on the face of the planet, and they attack the so-called archaic words. Oh, the words are archaic of the King James Bible. So here we go again. Part three. One would appreciate, and we're going through the Phillips translation. One would appreciate Phillips more if comparison were made throughout with the King James Bible. Well, that's what we're doing. So let's see how much more we can appreciate the Phillips text with Romans 5, 20 and 21. So let's see what Phillips says. Now we find that the law keeps slipping into the picture to point the vast extent of sin. Yet, though sin is shown to be wide and deep, thank God His grace is wider and deeper still. The whole outlook changes. Sin used to be the master of men, and in the end handed them over to death. Now grace is the ruling factor, with righteousness at its purpose, with its purpose making men right with God, and its end the bringing of men, them, to the eternal life of God, to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Did you get that? Now let's see what it says in God's perfect words, the King James Bible. Romans 5:20 through 21. And tell me if Phillips added any words or subtracted to the text of that of the King James Bible, God's perfect words. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. How much easier and how much are you able to understand better when you read the King James Bible versus the Phillips translation? More next week.